And it's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
As a new tree and shrub parent, we can begin pruning sort of nowish. I'd love to know more about how to take care of our trees and shrubs, even in the winter before they start to grow again in spring.
Yeah, I know a lot of us are looking for something to do gardening-wise, and pruning is one of those things. Our plants, our trees and shrubs, reach their physiological dormancy by January. If it got warm enough, consistently enough, in February, March, things would start growing and leafing out and flowering. But the only reason, of course, it doesn't happen till May, or maybe later, is because of our cold weather. So that does give you an opportunity, though, to start pruning now. So what I wanted to do is to talk about pruning and, of course, take your questions about certain plants that you've always had problems and issues with as far as pruning goes. But today I want to talk about the art and science of pruning. So the science part is pretty straightforward. If you prune this time of year, it's an invigorating process, meaning that anything you prune is going to send out more shoots, more branches. And the reason for that is that you're removing the terminal bud when you prune. And the terminal bud has hormones in it that inhibit the growth of all the other buds along that branch. It's called apical dominance. So when that bud is there, it's the one that grows. If you remove it in the process of pruning, then all the other buds below it have the opportunity now to start growing. Doing the pruning in the winter is nice because you have the time and you can see the structure of the tree. You need to know which shrubs and which plants to prune and which ones to wait on pruning. And a lot of that has to do with when they flower. So if you have something that flowers in the spring, like a lilac, forsythia, weigela, spirea, any of those May, June flowering shrubs, those are ones that set their flower buds the year before. So they set them back in the summer and fall, and now the buds have been waiting, and then come spring they would bloom. If you prune now, this time of year while they're dormant, you're going to remove those flowers. So you want to do the pruning on those types of shrubs after they're done blooming. You have about a 6-week window to prune those before they set their flower buds for the next year. Another group is ones that form their flowers on new wood or new growth that happens in the spring. And these are plants like butterfly bushes and rose of Sharon. These are the ones that bloom summer to fall. So they put out new growth in the spring, and at the end of that growth, they'll have a flower on them. So those can be pruned now, because what you're trying to do is stimulate more new growth. And the more new growth you get, the more flowers you get. And then there are some plants like our fruit trees, like the apples, pears, peaches, blueberry bushes, things of that nature, where you want to prune them now, even though you'll probably be removing some of that fruiting wood. And the reason is they overproduce anyway. So by pruning now, you'll open up the plant, make a healthier tree or shrub, one that'll have better quality fruit, and yes, you will be removing some of those flowering branches too. The art behind it is that whenever you prune above a bud that's below it, whatever direction it's facing, that's which way the branch is going to grow. So you can actually imagine with your mind's eye where those branches will go and how the shape of the plant will develop over time just by pruning at the right location.
How about a question, Charlie? This one from Emily. In Montpelier, Emily writes, I'm planning a container garden for my full sun deck in Montpelier. I'd like to grow a vining or climbing plant along the overhead bistro lights. Do you have any recommendations? Is it possible to grow perennial varieties in a container, or do annuals do better in a container? Thank you so much. Love your show.
Well, thank you, Emily, for writing in. Great question. And, you know, if people have design questions like this, this is always a good time of year to do that kind of work so you're ready to go in the spring. So Emily, I would suggest going with annual vines. And the reason is you're in Montpelier in a zone 4 climate. So a perennial vine would have to be protected in the winter to survive in a container. Annual vines, of course, you would just plant them year after year. So some good examples would be morning glories, which can grow up those bistro lights. A cardinal climber is a really cool plant. It has beautiful red flowers and very deeply serrated leaves. So it's a really interesting plant as it grows. And then the black-eyed Susan vine is another nice one. There's small black-eyed Susan kind of flowers that come from a cream to an orange to almost a red kind of color, depending on the variety. All of these plants can be pruned so that they can stay as a one stem all along the bistro lights and have a beautiful little accent on your patio. If you do want to go into the perennials, probably the best one would be clematis. And then in the fall, what you'll have to do is cut that plant back close to the ground and then remove that container, put it in a basement or a garage, somewhere where it's going to stay around freezing, and then bring it back next year. So I think annuals will be a little bit easier, but if you really want to experiment, you can try clematis too.
All right. And if you have questions about pruning, send them to us and Charlie will answer those in next week's episode of All Things Gardening. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.